This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Senate Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is declining to call the U.S. Senate back to Washington for a session on gun control legislation after two mass shootings last weekend resulted in the deaths of 31 people. The U.S. Conference of Mayors, representing 214 cities with both Republican and Democratic leaders, told congressional leaders that it was urgent for the Senate to approve the measures already passed by the House of Representatives in February. That legislation calls for background checks for all gun purchasers and would extend the waiting period for gun transactions from 3 to 10 days when instant checks raise questions about the would-be buyers. In the meantime, shoppers at a Walmart in Missouri got a scare. AP correspondent Mike Gracio reports.
Just 5 days after a mass shooting at an El Paso, Texas Walmart left 22 people dead, panicked shoppers ran for cover at a Walmart in Springfield, Missouri Thursday afternoon when an armed man wearing body armor entered the store. Springfield Police Lieutenant Mike Lucas told the Springfield News Leader an off-duty firefighter held the suspect, a 20-year-old man, at gunpoint until police arrived. Lucas said the suspect was carrying a tactical rifle and another gun and had more than 100 rounds of ammunition. The incident was resolved with no shots being fired. I'm Mike Rossi.
Dozens of immigrant workers were released today after federal agents arrested 680 undocumented migrants in raids on food processing plants in Mississippi on Wednesday, the largest such operation in the United States in 10 years. During a Thursday news conference, officials said that more than 300 people had been released by Thursday morning on humanitarian grounds, including pregnant women and juveniles. The operation had been planned for about a year. Those released on their own recognizance were served with a notice, and at some point will have to appear in front of an immigration judge. This is VOA News. Well, the recent deadly mass shootings in the U.S. have prompted other countries to issue travel warnings. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The warnings come from Venezuela, Uruguay, and Japan. President Trump has placed sanctions on Venezuela.
The socialist dictatorship of Nicolas Maduro has inflicted terrible misery and suffering.
Maduro did not mention President Trump, but he said speeches from Washington are impregnated with racial discrimination and hatred against immigrants. Uruguay's foreign minister recommends avoiding large gatherings in the U.S. Japan's government called the U.S. a gun society and said to pay attention to the potential for gunfire everywhere. Amnesty International also warned a guarantee of not being shot is impossible. I'm Ed Donahue.
India is easing restrictions today in Kashmir to allow the Muslim-majority population to attend Friday prayers. The disputed region has been in an unprecedented 5-day lockdown, depriving the region of any communications access. Prime Minister Narendra Modi promised Kashmiris the beginning of a new era as a result of his government's decision to scrap the region's special status and bring it under New Delhi's control. In an address made on television and radio on Thursday, Modi defended revoking the constitutional provision under which Kashmir would make its own laws, saying it had impeded its progress, given rise to terrorism, was used as a weapon by rival Pakistan. Changes are coming at the top of the Office of National Intelligence. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
President Trump names Joseph McGuire, the nation's top counterterrorism official, as acting National Intelligence Director, part of a leadership shakeup at the agency that oversees 17 U.S. spy agencies. McGuire, who takes over for Dan Coats, now has to find a replacement for the agency's second-in-command, Sue Gordon, who will take her more than 30 years in intelligence service out the door the same day Coats is leaving, the 15th of this month. House Intelligence Committee Chairman California Democrat Adam Schiff says their departures are a devastating loss to the intelligence community. Tim McGuire, Washington.
In Zimbabwe, the president's son, a former first lady, and 24 other prominent politicians are accused of abusing their positions to acquire loans without collateral from a leading bank in the southern African country. The Commercial Bank of Zimbabwe says it has been forced to assume debt totaling at least $160 million after Emmerson Mnangagwa Jr., Grace Mugabe, and others defaulted on loans made from 2010 to 2014. It released a list of alleged defaulters earlier this week. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca, VOA News.
VOA1, the voice of America.